It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem.
Yes, a good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone listening on KBC.com throughout the world. This is Super Bowl weekend. I am Alan Gervie, and I am your super host for the day, and I'm here with my super co-host. But before I introduce her, I have to say my line, because everyone would be upset if I didn't tell you that I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. And today I am here on Super Bowl weekend to be the managing partner of your life. And with me, trying to manage your life as well, is none other than my super partner, Kerry Kasem.
Yes. Super is good.
Super is good.
Yeah, pretty much.
We are really amped up today because we're both huge football fans. We're really excited about this game, and we've got a great guest on our show. You won't want to miss Micah Gary. Now, Micah Gary is the former city attorney for San Diego. He's very outspoken. He has said a lot of things about the NFL and about antitrust laws and keeping the San Diego Chargers in San Diego. So we are going to keep with the football theme for the Super Bowl this weekend, and we're going to talk to Mike, and you won't want to miss what he has to say about the NFL and about all of these things that are happening around L.A., L.A. Rams. How does that sound to you, Kerry?
I know my brother is extremely happy because when he was a kid, he was such a huge Rams fan.
Right.
And then they left. Devastated him.
It is devastating to a lot of people, and we have to look at it from the legal perspective because, folks, this is a legal show, and we want to make sure that you understand all the legalities of this movement of teams from one place to the other. It's not just about making people in L.A. happy, people who haven't seen NFL football live for many, many years. This is a business first. We have to remember NFL is a business first, and Micah Gary is going to talk about that. Speaking of a business first, tomorrow is the Super Bowl, and while there is a little bit of interest in the game, it seems to be that there's more interest in the commercials and who's singing the national anthem and the halftime show.
I mean, for me it is, because, you know, the Patriots aren't in, and that's my team. So, it is. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm from California, born in California, raised in California, but we don't have a team here in Los Angeles.
We do. It's called the LA Rams.
Now we do. But we have Oakland Traders.
Okay, well, we don't know how long Oakland is going to be in Oakland, because we're going to talk again about maybe Vegas. It may be a situation where Oakland ends up in Las Vegas.
Maybe.
That would be a place to go see football. It would be so much fun.
Wanted a team forever.
Yes, they
have.
Forever.
Since when I lived there, I was doing radio out there, morning radio, and my gosh, that was 7 years ago.
Well, they did have a team. Not many people listening today will know that Vegas actually had a CFL team, the Canadian Football League team. I think it was called the Posse or something. I could be wrong. But anyone who wants to correct me on that, it was many years ago when the CFL expanded to the United States. It didn't last long. I went to a game in Sacramento, and maybe it was a Sacramento Posse, I don't know. But I think they were all posses. There was a team in Baltimore, Posse. All the teams that expanded from the CFL had the same name, because in the CFL, there are two Rough Riders, or there used to be two Rough Riders. I went to the game in Sacramento, and I actually got kicked out.
What?
It was really crazy.
What? Were you just being yourself?
No, I had a flag.
Come on.
All right. Okay. That's true. I was doing myself. So the police took me out. I had a flag, Canadian flag, and they said that you shouldn't be holding a Canadian flag. I wrote about it. I actually blogged about it the next day.
Come on.
It was called The Flap Over the Flag.
They really threw you out because you had, it's, even though it was a Canadian team.
Yes.
They threw you out because you had a Canadian flag.
Correct.
Doesn't make any sense.
I was with a few friends.
You have people marching around here in Los Angeles holding up the flag saying we want rights, and then nothing happens.
Well, I was into individual rights. As a First Amendment proponent, as you've heard on the show a number of times, I felt that it was my legal right to hold the flag of a country that we didn't live in. I mean, that we're not living
Absolutely. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's the United States of America for you.
Well, you can hold your flag at the party we're going to tomorrow.
I can?
Yes, you can.
So we're going to a party tomorrow.
Yes, yes, you are, unless you flake.
I'm not going to flake.
Okay. So, yeah, this is one. This, I think, is my 7th or 8th year at my friend Steve's house. I'm not going to say his last name. Comes from a pretty big sports family. And
yes, a legend.
Yes. And I am not a huge party person, but this guy knows how to do it right. He has different rooms for people that like different things. So if you want to watch the game, but you're not like, you know, a crazy football fan, you have
so
your poker
I can
room.
Watch a movie?
You can and you could, I guess. But then that really would, yeah, that would not really be part of the party at all.
No, it wouldn't.
So we're going to pass on that. But they do have a movie room. Right. Huge movie room, in fact. And they play the game on this, like, movie screen. And it is a very large
room. I'm really excited.
Yeah. But you can play poker. There's a poker room. Then if you just want a drink, there's the bar room with the you know, I mean, it's just gorgeous. If you want to be outside, along the pool wall, before if you want to head up into the gazebo, too. But before you head up to the gazebo, along the pool wall, there's, like, 3 or 4 TVs, flat screens. Then you go up to the gazebo.
I think you have to see it. I mean, you're describing it.
It's amazing.
But, you know, people who are listening can't really visualize it. Can we invite all of our listeners to the party?
Everybody can come on down.
All right.
You
don't mind if I tell?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So it's 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. If you want to go to the Super Bowl party with Carrie and I, we'll tell you where it is. And, yeah, it is. I don't want to say who it is, but the family is part of a legend.
It is. They're just, really legendary. He doesn't want anybody to know. He's like, he's really low key.
Yeah.
But I have so much fun, and everybody's nice. I'm not a Hollywood person where everybody's who's here, who look. Everybody's cool.
Great.
Yeah.
And he has the best seats for the LA Kings with his father and his family.
That's right.
I've sat
behind
them a couple times because my friend Steve has seats that are right behind him. And they are big, huge LA Kings fans. And, of course, KBC is the flagship station of the Los Angeles Kings. They are moving toward another Stanley Cup this year. And that may be some stuff we can talk about tomorrow at the party.
And everybody who actually called in, we're kidding. You can't go. It's a private party. But
No, I am not kidding.
Can you hang up on them, Dino?
Seriously.
We can't. Wait, I mean, everybody's calling in.
I am not kidding. You talk to me. Don't talk to
calling
Carrie.
Calling in. No.
I am a lawyer. I am an officer of the court. And I cannot lie. This is, honestly, I'm a member of the State Bar of California.
Mark, Dana, Alicia, I think is how you say it. Alicia. Ryan, no.
No
party. You can hang up
it's
now.
It's Alicia. No.
Alicia. You guys.
I can hardly wait to tell you when the party is. So let's talk about the 10 or 12 best-looking players. This is something that probably Tom Likas would talk about on his show, and he is a friend of the show, of course.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Listens
every single Saturday.
The best-looking players. These guys are getting a lot of action, I'm sure. So of the 12, the number one is Emmanuel Sanders, Broncos wide receiver. Luke Kuechly is linebacker for Carolina, number two. DeMarcus Ware, Greg Olsen. And women, when you watch the game tomorrow, you want to look at these hunks. They are the best-looking players in the game tomorrow. I figured that I would count how many of the top 12 were from Denver and from Carolina. There are 9 from Carolina and, I mean, I'm sorry, 9 from Denver and 3 from Carolina. So what that tells me is the better looking team with the studs on it is actually the Broncos. So that may mean victory for them.
Is that really?
Absolutely. I mean, there's some good looking guys.
Yeah, Tom Brady is the reason why I got into football. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to call it. I am a chick. I'm a girl. Got into it because I thought he was hot. Now,
he kind of looks like Jesse, your boyfriend.
He kind of does. Unfortunately, I don't look like Giselle. But that's okay. He loves me anyway.
Is this a legal show?
Yes,
I know you folks.
We're having fun.
Last week we had Mark Garagos on the show, and we were talking about some of the loftiest legal issues in our country, and we have now come down to a level where we're talking about Tom Brady's girlfriend.
It is sports. It's a sports week. It's the biggest sports weekend, I think, in the country.
Yes.
So
and
I think it's okay.
Not only is it a sports weekend, it's a music weekend. What do you think about the halftime show? I mean, let's talk about this, from a legal perspective.
Sure.
Should it be legal to have Coldplay, Bruno Mars, and
Beyonce
all together in 24 minutes of excitement?
I think it's awesome. I think it's the only place that you can actually do that, really, and have that big of an audience. You can't get bigger than that. You really can't. But I'm trying to think if there's another event that would be watched. And that's incredible.
So it is incredible, and I have seen two out of those three live. I wish I'd seen Coldplay live. I haven't, but I've seen Beyonce and Bruno Mars. And I will tell you, Bruno Mars just blows Beyonce away. Beyonce's live concert really sucked.
What?
It was terrible.
Come on.
And Bruno Mars was amazing.
Okay, see, I've seen her sing live. She's incredible.
Well, you went to a different show.
Her voice is incredible.
Well, she's got a great voice. Can't do a show, sorry.
Oh, really?
So I'm hoping it's better for the Super Bowl. And then, of course, Lady Gaga will be starting it off with the national anthem. Who was the first group to sing the national anthem in 1967 in the Super Bowl? Anyone know? 800-222-5222. If you can answer that question, you can go to the party that Carrie and I are going to.
It was 800-222-5222.
University of Arizona and Michigan bands, 1967.
Oh, but this is the first year I thought that they're doing a youth. It's a youth.
A youth.
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 It's the youth. It's a band. They have the youth band.
No, it's called Lady Gaga. She's not really a band.
No. With the actual Coldplay. Coldplay, and it's a Los Angeles band of kids that'll be performing at the halftime show. And it's the first time, is what I heard on talk radio.
Talk radio, 790 KBC. We need to take a quick break. We're going to switch gears really quickly, and we are going to talk some business here, some legal business, football and business. Believe it or not, it really goes hand in hand. $5 million for a 30-second spot on the Super Bowl tomorrow, $5 million. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
We got a real big show for you.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, it's the big New Hampshire pregame show right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Start the new year off by laughing yourself silly at Cabrillo Music Theater's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Oh, it was fabulous. It's a not-to-miss show.
First rate, top-notch, Broadway quality. I'd highly recommend it to anybody.
The show was amazing. It was absolutely hysterical. It keeps you in stitches the entire time and would recommend it 100%. Get your tickets now.
Live on stage at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, January 29th through February 14th. Tickets on sale at CabrilloMusicTheater.com. Broadway in your backyard.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-500-7418. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-7418. That's 1-800-500-7418.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me every Sunday for delicious conversation. You'll hear from celebrity chefs, Food Network stars, authors, artisans, and wine and travel authorities. Each week brings a new culinary experience. So join me at the table on Sundays at 12 noon right here on KABC.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Yeah. The San Diego Superchargers. What a great song that is. Do we care about the Chargers?
No. Oops.
Well, apparently, we're not sure that Mike Gary is available. He may be advocating to keep the Chargers in town in San Diego because he hasn't called in yet.
Can I bring it down a little bit? I'm a little bit of a bummer about this.
What, but the music has already been brought down.
It has been brought down, but I just kind of, I have to say something. Super Bowl is great. It's wonderful. It is. It's wonderful. But did you know that it is the worst and most horrible weekend for sex trafficking?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that? There's more sex trafficking. I mean, this is the United States is ripe with it. But on this weekend than anything, the FBI has have teams out. And they say they bring out.
What is your source? Let's talk about the evidence here. What evidence do you have? This is hyperbole. This is rhetoric. This is what they put out in the media to make the Super Bowl weekend just bigger than it already is. I want to know.
Okay, well, right now I'm reading from the Huffington Post, but I've read my friend runs an entire organization against sex trafficking, and she was telling us about this. We were on the radio together. Well, she actually has done tons of radio. And it's really terrible. I'm telling you. So I want people to understand if you see anything weird or
whatever,
call
the cops.
Wait a
minute, see it?
Yeah,
how do you see it?
It's out there in the open.
I don't get it. I'm not a big fan of sex trafficking. I don't know too much about it.
It's horrible. That's okay. But I just want to do a warning. It's kind of like my PSA, Alan.
What does that mean? You're not in a good mood today?
Public service announcement.
Oh.
Okay, I brought it down a little bit.
Serious. I am a lawyer. I am not a radio professional. Carrie Kasem is the professional. She's using these acronyms that I've never heard of.
You've never heard of a PSA?
I have. I'm just playing dumb for you.
All right.
So tell me about the PSA.
Okay, no, I'm just saying that it happens, that people, unfortunately... or sex trafficked from this country. From
Wait,
other
we're still
countries.
Talking about trafficking?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just going to say this. And then they go to hotels around where the game is. And
where's the game this year?
I don't know. Where is it?
Oh, my goodness. Jesse's telling us.
San Francisco.
Okay, what's the stadium called?
I have no idea what the stadium's called.
Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara. Okay, so here's the deal. You want me to believe you about this sex trafficking thing that you're talking
PSA.
About in during this weekend, yet... There are so many other questions that I'm asking you, and you're just failing. Can I cross-examine you on the Super Bowl?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Ms. Kasem.
Yes.
You don't mind if I call you Ms. Kasem, do you?
Oh, you know what? Are we going to play this game?
Go ahead. Excuse me, Your Honor. Can I move to strike that last response as non-responsive? Where is the coin flip going to be taking place at the Super Bowl?
Oh, you're actually asking me these questions that I don't know? Now, look, I
Ma'am,
told you.
Ma'am, if you don't know, please
no
just
idea.
Say.
I have no idea.
Who will be doing the coin flip?
Well, I know it's the kitties against the horses. And for me, the only thing that matters is that there's little cake pops at the party I'm going to that have each football is either the Panthers or the Broncos. And you can take a cake.
Move to strike.
Pop,
you know? Isn't it true that Joe Montana... will be providing the coin flip. Now, let's talk about Joe Montana. 59 years old, and he can barely move. Is football really worth it?
You know what? You know what's so weird?
Do you know who Joe Montana is?
Of course I know who Joe Montana is. Absolutely.
So he won
Wasn't he from the San Francisco...
what's their team called?
Don't... Hold on. I'll give it to you in 2 seconds. Hold on.
This is brilliant.
No, I know Joe Montana is the 49ers, and he also is a Mormon, I think. Isn't he Mormon, or is that the other guy? No, that's the other guy.
No, that would be
Steve Young.
From Brigham Young. All right, so Joe Montana has said that he has so many problems. He has nerve damage in one of his eyes. He's had 3 neck fusions, half a dozen surgeries on his knees. He's just in horrible shape. He wants to go skiing. He can't do it. The people have to think about this. This weekend is so huge. But let's talk about injuries. Is it really worth it? You know, for instance, there are so many people who are talking about CTE, and there's a reason for it, because there's definitely a correlation between what happens in the NFL with hits and blocking and pounding of each other and what we've seen as brain damage. You got to wonder if it's worth it to play in the NFL with those risks.
Would you let your kid play?
I would.
You would? Even though there's all this, really it's the compilation, I guess, of hits, they say. You know what? They're not sure. It could be one hit that does it to you, or it could be the, you know, just a whole, the buildup. What if your kid started taking hits as
I played high school football. I didn't play college. I played quarterback for the Grant Park Pirates, and our season record was 1-11. My last high school game was in 3 feet of snow. So I loved it. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't trade that. And maybe that's just what NFL players think about. Obviously, I have brain damage as a result. People who listen to the show, it's very clear. And I don't mean to be disparaging people who actually are suffering from CTE. Mine is a different. It's just, you know, being a whack job. Now, we have to talk about injuries, because do you know that injuries in the NFL are workers' compensation claims?
Absolutely. They
Why?
Are. Absolutely, because you're getting hurt on the job. But, you know, there's another thing, too, with that, is that they're not being paid out, or people are having to fight for it. And I don't think it's being treated fairly.
Well, it's an employment relationship. Anyone who's listening, there's a difference between being an independent contractor and being an employer. If you are having concerns whether you are an employee or an independent contractor, there's a test. If you Google Borrello, the case is called Borrello, and it will give you all of the factors that you can use as a test to see whether you are an employee or an independent contractor. So many employers now are fraudulently hiring people as consultants or as contractors, yet they're controlling what they do, what the individuals do, and they are providing them with the equipment, and it really isn't a situation where someone is an independent contractor. There was someone I spoke to, and he stands on the street waiting for business. You know, I think he's maybe undocumented. I'm not sure. But basically, he said he was picked up by an employer, by someone who wanted him to do some manual labor. He did it, and he got injured. And he said, I got injured. So I said, well, it sounds like you're an independent contractor because, you know, you were picked up on the corner. He says, yeah, probably. The guy who I work for has been picking me up on the corner for the last 11 years, every day at 7:30 in the morning.
Wait, and he wouldn't help the guy out?
No. So, but the key thing is that that's an employment situation. Every day for 11 years, the employer takes him from 7:30 in the morning and he works till 4:30, and he didn't pay any payroll taxes. He didn't pay any workers' compensation insurance, Social Security. Our country is a huge fraud when we have employers who are gaming the system by not providing individuals with the rights that they have, whether they are documented or not.
Now, wait. Did you do something to help this guy out?
I got him $1 million.
Dino, don't we have anybody? And round of applause? I mean, come on.
Let's talk to Dale. Dale, you are in Orange County. Dave, Dale, whatever.
That looks like
Broncos. Broncos, Vikings.
Hello?
I think the Vikings are playing tomorrow. Dave, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'd like to make a comment about your sex trafficking comment, Ms. Kasem. Any scheme, drug, whatever, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, what you're saying is all plausible and credible because it's happening. And why is it happening? Because we have a horrendously corrupt governor and Democrat legislature who have opened the floodgates to this.
Yes.
And how have they done this? Two ways I'm going to point out. And this needs to be opposed, and we need to get an initiative to stop
Absolutely.
This AB-60 driver's licenses for illegal aliens that they gave. And also another
They're called undocumented workers, not illegal aliens. Go ahead.
Illegal aliens. You know they're both same. Okay, come on.
Wait, now, do you think Jerry Brown is a Democrat, by the way, Dave?
Huh?
Is Jerry Brown a Democrat?
He's a horrendous liberal radical Democrat.
He's a liberal radical? Do you have any idea
how
he's beholden to the money of the huge corporations and insurance companies? He does whatever someone who's willing to pay him wants.
Hey, I've got another point here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for the first one.
Okay. Something that you all need to know about, and this audience and this state needs to know about, another thing they did in the 2014, the Democrat legislature and Jerry Brown, they passed a bill, and the president of the Association of District Attorneys pointed this out on your station about a month ago.
Right.
A bill they deviantly, corruptly passed two, what they did was they passed a bill, it did pass, to reduce the sentences on illegal aliens to where they get convicted of a crime, right? So that crime does one thing when they're an illegal alien.
Undocumented.
Number one, automatically puts them to be deported and by the sentence. The sentence was 365 days. They reduced the sentence by one day to get the law changed so that they can't be deported. If they are deportable by law, they were deportable by law, by the sentencing guidelines of 365 days, they deviantly reduce that sentence by one day so they won't now be deported when they're an illegal alien and they commit a crime.
So,
can you believe that?
So Trump has it right then, doesn't he?
Oh, everything about that issue, he's right on.
We need to get rid of these people.
We have to.
You know, so we need people to do some jobs that people who were born here aren't willing to do. Do you know any folks who will work for minimum wage and clean toilets?
I say give them permits to do that, and then they go
permits?
Home.
Permits? What kind of permit?
Give them work permits. Don't let everybody. Hey, by the way, another thing, the Lanterman Act. Do you know that Ronald Reagan passed and Assemblyman Lanterman in 69 and 73, that was a revision, passed a law to guarantee that disabled, mentally retarded, developmentally disabled people get their therapy adult day programs funded? That's threatened now because they're acknowledged, even a Democrat aide in a Democrat office acknowledged.
Well,
okay,
you know, I
that
really
money's being given to illegal aliens and they're and they're putting their programs. People have been
why?
That developmentally
Dave,
disabled
Dave,
people
Dave,
being
hold
cut.
On, hold on. Why are you so against illegal aliens? You seem to be.
Why do you want to give all of our money and make our taxes go up every single year out of our paychecks to pay for them when our quality of life goes down and down and down and down and we can't even pay for our retirement because of it? Think about that.
What kind
of
evidence?
So funny hold on. I'm going to stop both of you guys. You're looking at it so wrong, Dave. Yes, there are things and issues that need to be handled, and there needs to be reform when it comes to what's going on with this country and people that come here illegally. I agree with you. But that doesn't have anything to do. No, listen. It doesn't have anything to do with the money in this country. The money that's being we are being killed by the Federal Reserve. And if you want to actually look at why we are in debt, look at that. Do you know that every single dollar of income tax you pay, every single dollar goes to a privately owned bank that doesn't help us with our schools, our roads, our hospitals? Did you know that? Every single dollar goes to the Federal Reserve that makes air money, that gives it back to our country, and it's killing this country. Has nothing to do with illegal aliens, my friend. We would have hundreds of trillions of dollars
did not
allow the Federal Reserve to do this. Now, I'm probably going to get audited for saying this because you
audited.
Do this. Yeah, my friends
right
talked about
now,
this.
You're not getting audited. Jesse is so impressed with what you're saying. He is so turned on.
Yeah. That's Dave. If you watch a movie and then call me back, my friend, next week.
Okay, we need to take a break.
Watch a movie.
What
it's
movie?
Called America, Freedom to Fascism. Watch that movie, Dave, and tell me if it doesn't change your mind. All right, my friend.
Dave, it was just a pleasure. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Mozo with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years. I'm Mo Ansari, host of Market Wrap and president of Compaq Asset Management. If you're serious about accumulating wealth, be sure to attend our financial strategy seminar at the University of California, Irvine's Paul Mirage School of Business. You'll spend 8 to 10 hours with my team of experts learning how to handle your day-to-day finances, manage your investments, protect your assets from inflation, deflation, and stock market volatility, use your 401k and IRA to save for retirement, and provide for your family and heirs. We'll also share with you the Live 360 program to enhance your satisfaction with life and money. This is a two-part seminar on Saturday, February 20th and 27th. Call 1-800-388-9700 for more information and to register for the program. Your enrollment fee will support the financial literacy program for underprivileged children at UCI. Call 800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor. Funds custodian Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services. Member FINRA SIPC.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
Oh, yeah, Bruno Mars. I love that guy.
Sounds like a
chimpanzee.
No, that was supposed to be a dolphin.
My...
I don't know.
My daughter, Harper, does a really great chimpanzee impression. And Hudson, he's a giraffe.
How do you do a giraffe?
I'm going to bring Hudson on and he'll show you.
Really?
Yeah.
We bring the kids on?
I will love to. They are having so much fun. They are going to be watching the Super Bowl tomorrow with their babysitter, Brittany.
Because you're coming with me.
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
You and Nancy.
Yeah, Brittany's really into it. So she has no idea who's playing. Mark, do you know who's playing?
The Panthers and the Broncos. I told you, the kitties and the horses.
The kitties and the horses. So a lot of people watch the Super Bowl just for commercials. They really don't care about the game. And the commercials this year, it's $5 million for a 30-second spot. Just some chump change. This week, McDonald's is being sued over allegations of fake cheese and mozzarella sticks. So what we have to talk about, because of course we're waiting for Micah Garey, former city attorney in San Diego, and we still haven't heard from him, so that's probably why he's no longer the city attorney in San Diego, and he was going to talk about the Chargers. I'm going to talk about the advertising. I have a long history in advertising. I am actually the youngest person ever who was an account executive for the Leo Burnett Advertising Agency back in the 80s. And I'm not sure if my record was changing. The only reason why I was the youngest person ever as an account executive for Leo Burnett was because I needed to get a visa to come into the country. So they sent me to their Toronto office and they promoted me. They didn't have any junior positions, so I was an account executive. McDonald's was one of our accounts. And I have a long history of dealing with some of the major corporations. I worked for Kraft, which is, again, a cheese company. The question is, what you see on the Super Bowl commercials, is it real or is it fake? And what about misrepresentation? Because we have Chris Howe of Riverside County, the lead plaintiff in a class action suit, and he is claiming $5 million in damages, that's a lot of cheese, saying that some 3.76% of the cheese portion of McDonald's mozzarella sticks is actually starch filler.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope this guy doesn't only lose, but crashes and burns. He's eating at McDonald's. This is not a place where you are going to eat something like a healthy, if there is such thing, mozzarella.
They have kale salads now.
Right.
And the kale salads actually have more calories than the Big Mac.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Is that fact?
I don't know what it's fact. I'm a lawyer.
I don't know if that's
fact. I deal in fiction.
McDonald's is not a place you go to have real food. And they've proven that over and over again by hamburgers and the bun and the burger sitting on someone's shelf for years and years and years, completely
someone's
preserved.
Shelf? Who's
yeah,
shelf?
Have you seen that? You haven't seen that? Look,
you know whose
right
shelf
now.
It is? I believe Dave thinks it is the illegal aliens.
No, but seriously, if you look it up, Google petrified McDonald's hamburger, you will see a picture. Somebody left it sitting to see how long it would take to actually, like, degrade and to decompose. And it never did. It never did. No, look at. I'm not kidding you. Look it up.
I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Because I just.
McDonald's was your client.
I don't feel pressure about these things. Okay. I really don't.
Well, anyway, it's not real food. And this guy really, some idiotic lawyer is now going to sue McDonald's for not having real food when they. It's McDonald's! It's McDonald's! I'm sorry, I just had to get that out. I feel so much better. How do they allow these lawsuits to go forward?
Well, anyone can file a lawsuit. It doesn't mean it's going to be successful. And that's one of the things that people should realize, that a lot of lawsuits are frivolous, and it's very difficult, and it takes a lot of money to prove after the fact when they have been dismissed that there's frivolous. There's a lot of causes of action that you can file, but no one ever really wants to do it because it's just more litigation to prove someone is an idiot. You know, what they say is that it's better to be thought of an idiot than to open your mouth and then remove all doubt. And
that's actually true.
You don't know who said that, do you?
No.
Okay, if anyone knows who said it, it's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And your options are A, Mark Twain, B, Franklin Roosevelt, and C, Dave from Orange County.
Yeah, you know, it does sound like a Twain quote.
So here's the deal.
Okay.
Last week, McDonald's came under fire for a separate cheese stick issue. The mozzarella sticks minus the mozzarella. If you look on the internet, you know, Carrie's always talking about Googling, and if you don't know how to Google, learn. It's a very important skill in today's world. Look at the mozzarella sticks, and you will see a bunch of pictures of empty shells. There's no cheese in there. So, as a lawyer, when we look at evidence, Mr. Howe is saying that the cheese is fake or partly starch.
Right.
But then you look at the evidence and you open up those shells. There's no cheese in there at all.
I mean,
so how can something be fake if there's nothing there at all?
That's true. Now, was this just once or twice, or is this like somebody gave it? He bought a whole thing of cheese sticks and there was no cheese.
Everyone,
and now he wants $5 million.
It's viral. I don't know what you do during the week, but I look at cheese sticks, and there are so many pictures, so many darn pictures of empty mozzarella sticks from McDonald's.
For
look
shame.
It up. If you are driving right now, pull over. Pull over right now and Google the cheese sticks.
And while you're there, Google the petrified McDonald's hamburger. I
don't understand petrified. What does that mean? You're scared?
You don't know what petrified is?
Petrified forest, I'm scared.
Yeah, do you know what the actual I've
never
definition
been petrified.
Of petrified?
No.
Let's look that up.
While you're looking it up, let's talk to
because
Ray.
Because it's been frozen. It's hard.
Ray, you are from Westminster. What is Westminster? Is that like a Catholic thing?
No, Westminster is located between Garden Grove and Huntington Beach.
Okay, so down
in the OC.
It's in the OC, Orange County.
I used to pass it every day going to school down there.
Okay, so welcome to Gervie's Law, Ray. Are you calling about a very complex legal issue?
No, I'm calling to answer your question about
the quote.
The quote.
Okay.
Mark Twain.
Yes!
Mark Twain.
Yes, you did it.
So do you know what you win? You win tickets to go to the party that Carrie and I are going to tomorrow. Does that excite you? What are you doing for Super Bowl?
Oh, just staying home. I'm afraid I won't be able to go to that party.
Great.
Oh, you won't?
That's okay, Ray. That's okay.
I have to go. I have to, before Super Bowl, I have to prime my patio.
Okay, well, that's important, priming the patio. And that's one of the Super Bowl activities that you do before watching the game?
Well, I don't think the game starts till like 6 p.m., am I correct?
What?
No, you know what, Ray,
no,
you know the
right.
Mark
am
Twain quote. You know what they
Three.
Say?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking here.
Huh? I'm correcting
Listen,
him. What
no,
if he misses the game? Because
Mark, Ray, what was the Mark Twain quote? What was that quote? Do you remember?
Something to the effect that... maybe you should keep quiet or by opening your mouth, it will confirm that you're an idiot.
That's
right. Correct. And you just said that the game starts at 6 p.m. It's 6 p.m. Eastern time. Actually, it starts at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 here. So make sure that you get it straight, because if you're priming your deck, you might prime it till 6 when you should actually stop at 3 so at least you can see Lady Gaga singing the national anthem.
Okay, I appreciate you informing me of that. Plus, I don't want to miss any of the commercial.
That's right. Exactly. You know, we appreciate it, Ray, and I'm sorry you can't come to the party. You sound like a fun guy, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy the Super Bowl, even though you're not with Carrie and I. And I like the fact that you called in to get that correct answer.
Yes.
Do you have any legal questions while you're talking to one of the top lawyers in the state of California?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
I have a son-in-law who got into a work accident a few years back.
That's my area. I'm ready.
Yeah, I know.
Bring it on.
And my daughter did something with your firm, and unfortunately the attorney she was assigned left your firm, and they still seem to be in limbo.
Well, you got to switch lawyers. You got to go back to Alan. Alan's the one that should be handling it.
Well, here's what's happening. I mean, he can't work because his case is still pending, and he was injured, goodness gracious, probably 2 years ago.
Wow. Lifting
a sink by himself while
Is he getting working. Temporary total disability while he's off work?
He had a little, but I believe it's stopped.
Because
my daughter is having to support both of them by herself.
You know, that's a situation that we see all the time. Unfortunately, back in 2004, under Arnold Schwarzenegger, they passed a law that said that temporary total disability while you're getting treatment, while you're off work, is only allowable for 2 years, a maximum of 2 years. So if it's 2 years past the injury and you haven't been made permanent and stationary, you haven't reached maximum medical improvement, you stop getting any benefits, and it starves people out, causing them to have to live off other people's incomes, which is really unfortunate.
Well, in order to help this, should I have my daughter call your firm?
Absolutely.
Back?
Why doesn't she call me on Monday? Tell her Sally's our receptionist, 818-981-9960 or 800-4-RGW-LAW. Tell Sally that I would like to speak to her, and I will be in the office. I will be able to speak to her, and I'll help her out. Thanks for calling, Ray. I appreciate it. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We have to move on. We have to take a quick break, and then we have Elizabeth Holding from Hollywood, and that's going to be something interesting. So hang with us. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Good morning.
Terry Ray Elmer.
Why else would a person who's held at gunpoint for 6 days get released by the people who are plotting your murder right in front of you and go home?
Something's going on with this guy.
Well, here's what's going on. He's an illegal alien. That's what's going on. Don't you think? That's, of course, what's going on. And now, of course, somebody explained to him, you know, if you go talk to them, you'll get a Y visa and you can stay forever. By the way, I have no idea if any of this is true. But I guarantee I'm right.
McIntyre in the morning with Terry Ray Elmer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
Do you have a disability? Are you a caregiver, veteran, senior, or healthcare professional? Discover the latest products and services at Abilities Expo, Friday through Sunday, February 5th through 7th at the LA Convention Center. Admission is free. Enjoy informative workshops and fun events for the whole family, including wheelchair painting, live adaptive sports, wheelchair dancing, adaptive climbing wall, service dog demos, and much more. Abilities Expo, February 5th through 7th at the LA Convention Center. Visit AbilitiesExpo.com. That's AbilitiesExpo.com.
Are you or a loved one suffering from long-term depression, tried medications, struggled with the side effects, and really had no improvement? Well, the New Brain Institute has an alternative to medication that is scientifically proven and FDA approved. The New Brain Institute offers you a way out of your long-term depression with a short-term treatment. To find out if you're a candidate for TMS treatment and to read more about TMS, go to newbraininstitute.com or you can call 844-624-8444. Again, that is 844-624-8444.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Our turning Gervie's Law. Inside out and backwards in Murphy's Law. We got so much happening. That's some funky stuff there, Colin.
Yeah, what is that?
Where it's Beyonce.
The music. That was Beyonce?
Of course.
No.
That's what you, when you go to Beyonce concert, you just hear her doing that all day, all afternoon, all evening long, and she jumps around. All right. I want to get to Elizabeth really quickly because we've only got a few minutes left in this show. It's been a jam-packed Super Bowl special, lawyer intensive. All you lawyers who are listening, I'm sure you're learning a lot about the law, especially from Carrie and Dave. Elizabeth, you're in Hollywood. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm so glad I was listening because I think this McDonald's cheese with added starch could be a big class action lawsuit.
Well, it is a big class action lawsuit. Have you heard the news?
Well, I heard it from you, Alan, but I think it could be bigger than what you were explaining because it's not just the idea that there is a starch filler, but most of the time when, you know, companies use starch to, you know, as an additive to save money, they include gluten, which is a wheat starch. And many people have celiac, which is a serious gluten intolerance, and a lot of us have, you know, mild gluten intolerance. But without, you know, when you order anything with dairy, like a cheese product, you would never have the assumption to have to ask, does that have wheat in it? So a lot of people are probably consuming items on that menu and not realizing it could be causing a lot of problems. Explosive diarrhea, who knows what?
Yeah. Explosive diarrhea. I mean, I think that's common. But I think you make a great point. Why aren't people going after these fast food restaurants and looking into the ingredients?
Because it's fast food. It's junk. It's disgusting. If you eat there, you pretty much don't care about your body.
But that's not true.
That's not true.
No.
Elizabeth, help me. Lizzie, help me here.
You're on a budget. And you're trying to eat healthy, you might go into a restaurant like McDonald's and say, I'd like the salad, and maybe I'll have some cheese on top. And you're assuming that cheese doesn't have gluten in it, and it's just a dairy product.
Yeah, no, so you know what? I'm not going to agree with you. I'm going to tell you why.
No.
Okay? I'm going to tell you why. Because you can go, and people say you can't eat healthy, it's for the rich, it's for this and that. There's a movie called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, Joe Cross. Do you know who that is, Elizabeth?
I've heard the name.
Yeah. So he did an entire, if you want to watch how you can eat healthy and how you can be healthy on a very, very, very low budget, that's the way to do it. And it's not
well,
by
I'm
eating
a millionaire,
fast food.
So that's not a problem for me, but I will pass it along.
Let me tell you something, and don't get cocky on us. We had Susan Saladoff on our show not too long ago, probably about 2 years ago. It's not too long ago. And she wrote and directed the movie Hot Coffee.
Yes.
Which, of course, was the indictment against the litigation on McDonald's. So I hear what you're saying, Elizabeth, and I think that this is prime territory for lawsuits, for class action suits, because people need to know. And it's not based on all this garbage about what you eat or you don't. I mean, there's an implied consent. When you walk into a fast food restaurant, there's implied consent that you're putting garbage into your stomach.
Yes.
But I don't care about that. What I care about is misrepresentation.
Absolutely.
I'm sick and tired of misrepresentation. When we watch the Super Bowl tomorrow, we are going to see, and you know, I was in advertising, I was talking about it way back when, and there's puffery. How do we differentiate puffery, which we all accept, versus legal misrepresentation? And what Elizabeth is talking about, everyone is so in tune with the ingredients, then why is McDonald's and other restaurants permitted to get away with the misrepresentation? Because it's not puffery.
Right.
It's one thing to say we have the best French fries in the world. It's another thing to say that the French fries are potatoes.
No, you know, look, I agree with you. And if they're really misrepresenting it, but look, if you really think you're going to go in and get, you know, real food and stuff isn't going to be added, and you know, I'm sorry, there's you've got
McDonald's
to assume that this is crap.
Didn't McDonald's have the issue with the French fries because true vegetarians were angry that they were fried in lard?
Lard, yes, absolutely,
and
they did.
And they had to stop doing that because the assumption that was that, you know, if you're ordering French fries, it's a vegetarian, and they had to change that policy. I think this is a step beyond because when you order something like a dairy product like cheese, you're assuming it doesn't have wheat or other fillers in it.
You know, you make excellent points. I think we need to do a show on this. We've got to find a lawyer who's going to pick up these issues and we'll run with them. Thanks for calling, Elizabeth.
Thanks,
enjoy
Elizabeth.
The Super Bowl. We're going to Scott right now. Scott Peters. Wow. Hey, Scott. Welcome to Gervie's Law.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Now, Scott is a former NFL player, and because we're doing our Super Bowl special, it's interesting because Scott had a very good career, and he's a big guy. He took a lot of hits as a lineman, and he is now involved with the Safe Football Program. And we talked earlier on our show about whether my son, who's only 3 years old, whether I would let him play football. And I want to hear from you, Scott. Tell us how we can make football safer, because it's not just the pomp and circumstance that we're going to see tomorrow. We know the realities of what happens to football players after their careers are over.
Yeah, no question. And thanks for having me, guys. You know, the question that you just asked, everybody's asking that. I've been asked millions of times. Hey, would you let your son, I don't have a son, but if you had one, would you let him play? And the question, the answer to that, and my answer to that is not black and white. It's, well, a couple things come into play here. How old is he? Because I don't think a three-year-old should play football. I think,
we're talking about a few years.
But, I mean, at that point, and some dads, trust me, some of these dads are just morons, and they'd let their kids do it. Unfortunately, they're kind of the biggest problem is sometimes these dads are out there, you know, living vicariously through their kids. But anyway,
right.
one of the and they're detrimental to the game and the kids as well. But, you know, the big thing, the big question about would you let your son play is, so one thing is, okay, how old is your son? How developed is he? And really, it's not just who's coaching him, but has he developed certain skills? And then does he really want to play? Because again, I think youth football, you know, we help with state football, we help youth football, we help high school. We've went from the NFL down. So I've developed a program, you know, it's a performance-based program. We teach based on biomechanics and martial arts concepts. So I've had a lot of experience in martial arts, and I'm a boxing commissioner in the state of Arizona. I've competed and won world championships in jiu-jitsu and grappling. And I sat there and I had a 7-year NFL career. And I'm going, what the hell's wrong with football? We're over here pushing. We're trying to strike people with our heads. Now, granted, that's what the average person thinks football is, because that's what we've watched, and that's what people emulate at lower ranks. Have you guys ever moved furniture in your house with your head?
I never with my head.
Right. It's kind of an obvious answer to that one. But why are we trying to do that on the field? And when you have better methodology for it. So our program is a curriculum that we teach. We teach coaches and first and foremost coaches, then we teach the kids how to do it. Because to answer your question about would you let your son play, well, what does he know and how adept is he at the skills to actually protect himself? Because the focus of all these concussion discussions is really grounded in the wrong, and it's grounded in the wrong, the focus is wrong. And many of the things we talk about are reactive. If people just want to write off football, and I would say I caution them, because I think football has a lot to offer people. You guys are talking about McDonald's and fast food. I'm down here at Disneyland, and I got to think most of the people, the clientele, I must have just eaten McDonald's.
Yeah, that's true.
People, a lot of obese people, so I think.
You know, sure. I want to say something, Scott. You're Disneyland. What is Disneyland? And here's the lawyer in me coming out. It's an entertainment venue. It's somewhere where people just want to go and escape and have a good time. Isn't that the same with football? Why should we be concerned about people who choose to play football? Because tomorrow, millions and millions of people are just going to want to watch people get hit.
Well, the same is true for boxing, right? And boxing Harvard used to have a boxing team, if you can imagine that. Well, they decided a while ago, hey, you know, this kind of flies in the face of higher education, beating your head in. And when it comes to, like, the socioeconomic, like, the demographic of football players in America, football players, they come from all walks of life, but 89% of the players are African American from inner city, you know, from inner suburban or urban areas. So the key is like, it's a lot of, like, you know, there's all walks of life play the game, and definitely all walks of life watch the game. The key is that we want to, and the game can really be a great thing, and that's our focus, is to try to say, hey, let's refocus this whole conversation back to skill development. Football is the only sport that I can think of where the off-season program consists of getting bigger, faster, and sometimes fatter and stronger, as opposed to developing skills for contact.
Scott,
and that's inherent in the game.
We only have a minute. I wish we could talk longer. Your program is Safe Football. It makes a lot of sense, and you have a lot of passion for it. Of course, you played in the NFL for a few different teams. I know who you're hoping for tomorrow in the Super Bowl. I assume it's Carolina, who you played for in 2006.
Definitely. I'm definitely pulling for the Panthers. I'm an alumni there. I'm pulling for those guys, and it'd be hard not to. They're the best in the game right now, I think. But Peyton Manning's good, too.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling, Scott. Enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to thank everyone who called in today, all of our special guests. Carrie, as usual.
Am I special?
You are special.
Thank you.
We are looking forward to a great time tomorrow at the Super Bowl. I'm Alan Gervey. I'm here with Carrie Kasem. You've been listening to Gervey's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Enjoy the big game tomorrow.